The first step to getting somewhere is to decide that you're not going to stay where you are. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, Mel Robbins talks with us about how to take control of your life when you're feeling stuck. Enjoy.
Your body sends you signals all day long because it's trying to tell you that it has needs that are not being met. All that feeling stuck means is that a fundamental thing that's required for you to be a healthy and happy human being is missing. This is for those of you that feel like you have big dreams, but you're either so overwhelmed or you don't know how to get started. This is the secret, everybody. This is the secret to everything. That's it. In order to make it stick, go brick by brick. How do I make sure that I don't wake up at the age of 70 or 80 or 90 and realize that I never actually went for the thing that I really love? And a lot of times going for the thing that you really love doesn't mean quitting your job. It means figuring out how to be more focused and deliberate in your life so that you can start to add in incremental progress every day on inching forward that side hustle, that passion project, that book you've always wanted to write. So feeling stuck is normal. In fact, there are going to be multiple times throughout your life that you feel stuck. And what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to think that feeling stuck is a bad thing. I want you to change how you think about the experience of feeling stuck. So let me explain something about the way that your body and your mind work together. Your body and your mind are obviously in sync with one another, and your body is designed as a sophisticated system to be able to send signals to your mind when there are fundamental needs that are not being met. So let me explain some of these signals that your body sends every single day that you pay attention to and that you respond to whenever you feel these signals. When you need food, what signal does your body send you? You feel hungry. Feeling hungry is a signal. It's a signal from your body that you need to do something. You need to eat. You want to know another signal? Feeling lonely. Feeling lonely is a signal. And that is a signal that you need to connect with people. That's a fundamental need. Feeling tired. What does that mean that you need? It's fundamental, one of your fundamental needs. It means you need sleep. Feeling stuck works the exact same way. It's a signal from your soul, from your heart. And what the signal means is that you need growth. You see, growth is one of the most fundamental needs of all human beings. So when you have stopped growing in your job, or you've stopped growing in your life, or you've stopped growing in your relationships, you're going to start to feel stuck. And most of us have a mistake that happens where we feel stuck in a job, or we feel stuck in a relationship, or we feel stuck in our lives, and then we start to think about how stuck we get, and then we stay even more stuck because we get trapped in the thinking patterns in our head. So if you feel stuck, the last thing I want you to do is to start thinking about how stuck you are, because signals in your body are signaling you to take action. And so if you feel stuck, what I want you to do is I want you to see that as a signal that you've stopped growing and it's time to be deliberate about finding ways to grow. because that's all it is. It's just a signal. It's not like some sort of diagnosis on your life. It's not a state that you're in. It is a signal that's telling you, we need to grow here. We need to learn some new things. So now what we need to do is, now that you have the thing that you want, the big thing, the change that you want to make, now we need to break things down to the teeniest, tiniest action. That's right. How do you build a house? By laying a foundation, brick by brick by brick. You go one small brick at a time. And it's exactly the same thing for your goals, by the way. So if you think about where you're at in this moment, and you think about the path that will take you forward to your big dreams or to this change that you want to make, the path between where I'm at and where you want to get to is the same. It is a brick path, and it is comprised of a ton of little bricks that come together to take me forward. And so when you think about a goal, or you think about a dream as a million little bricks that come together and lay a path forward, that's the way visually you can break down your goals. The key is going brick by brick to make it stick, because if you think you can lay the whole path between where you're at and where you want to go right now, you're nuts. And it's all that thinking, that overthinking, that thinking too big. Thinking big is about dreams. Thinking big is about goals. Thinking big is about your heart and your soul and figuring out what you want. Then once you do that and you think big and you see where you're headed, boom, you got to come back and you got to go brick by brick to make that vision stick. You got to go brick by brick to make the action stick. You got to go brick by brick to lay that pathway forward. And let me tell you something, I don't care how busy you are, I don't care how tired you are, I don't care how much there is to do to make this big dream forward, you have time to lay one brick a day. You really do.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.